And once again, I'm so glad we're together today on Mother's Day. I know that some ministers don't really like to talk about Mother's Day. It's a day created, I think, by Hallmark. It's not a religious holiday, but it's a special day because of all the things, the many, 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 many things that we have in common on planet Earth, brothers and sisters that we are. Whether it's the fact that we are on planet Earth, that we're going through something similar right now in this worldwide pandemic, one of the most important things that we have in common is we all have mothers. We all have mothers. Now, I know the relationships with those mothers run the gamut. They run the entire spectrum from A to Z, from Alpha to Omega. Some of us have very close relationships with our mothers. Some of us have healing to do with our mothers. Some of us are estranged from our mothers. Some of us have never met our mothers for various reasons, whether we were adopted or perhaps our mothers passed before we knew them. But we all have mothers. And the thing that I really like to connect with the fact that we all have mothers is that's how we are one with God. We are all children of God. God does not have any grandchildren. We are all children of God. You know, even when we have those places of healing with our moms, we have the power of forgiveness within us. We have the power within us to heal, to rewrite a script. And remember, forgiveness, I like how Sean puts it, it's giving way. Forgiveness is giving way for a new thought. So we can have a new thought about anything. And we can have a new thought about our mothers, if that's what we need to do. And I know from my personal experience, not around my mother, but around people passing on to the other side, it's so much easier to rewrite the script and heal when someone is physically gone, when they've moved on to that next phase of life. I have shared from time to time, I now have a really wonderful relationship with my dad. He passed away in 1987. We're great now. It took a lot of years. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of therapy. And he was an amazing person who did the best he could. But I learned about the power within me to change the script, to stop dragging around the anchor of bitterness with me, to let it go. I had an image long ago in a meditation when I was doing work around my dad on walking down a beach, or maybe I was running, whatever. I was on a beach and I was carrying this rusty anchor. And I started running hard enough and it got stuck in the sand enough that it was so rusty that it broke. It broke free. And I literally felt that. I felt that experience happen. And thinking back about my mom was just absolutely awesome. She really was. Not all the time when I was growing up, woo! But overall, she was absolutely awesome. And I'm so blessed to have that relationship with my mother. And I realized on such a deep level, in such a new way, when my mother passed, about 3 years ago, in that emotional pain that I was going through, I really got it that I would always be connected to my mother. Literally, I'm like, wow, I came through her. I was formed in her body, and I came through her. I am genetically connected to my mother for all time, whether she's physically here or not. And that awakening, that awareness that I had, brought more tears, but they were tears of joy. And there are so many times I can feel her with me. And I know that so many of you are mothers. And mothers are certainly teachers, just as we all, children that we are teachers. And of course, the master teacher within is God, is that spirit. Some of you may remember back in the early days of the Sabbat of the Unity of New York, when on Mother's Day, Spiritus would from time to time do this really fun song, one of those old 70s songs called I'll Always Love My Mama. And we had such a good time with it. It's just a fun song. Google it today, YouTube it. I'll Always Love My Mama. She's my favorite girl. You only get one, you only get one, yeah. I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. That was not planned, but I'm thinking about it because we had so much fun. There was this long music breakdown in the middle of it. I think they were all probably smoking pot in the studio and just made this long musical interlude. But we started having fun in rehearsal one time saying, hey, when you were a little kid, how did your mama call you when it was time to come in from playing, come into the house, whether you were in trouble or dinner was ready? And we all would say how our moms called us. And I know that a number of you still remember my mother, my Southern mother, at the top of her lungs would say, Bridget! And even as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, there are not two syllables in my name. But it was such a fun memory to have. And some of you still call me that, from all those years ago, from me reminding you of that. And I hope that you do have special memories of your mother. And if you still have memories that need healing, I just want to remind you, you have the power of doing that. Just like we have the power, remember this, we have the power within us. We have everything we need to go through what we're going through right now. It's been such a time warp, and at the same time, it's so crazy to know that 8 weeks ago, our world was changed. Since we were kind of thrust into this current new, very unexpected way of life. And a number of people have shared with me that even in the difficult moments during this time, one thing that's really been happening for a lot of people is the discovery of what's really important. What's really important, where you might have been wasting a lot of time in your life, what you're willing to let go of, things that you're not able to do right now, and how much time has been spent on things that really don't matter to you. And others have shared that out of habit, you've filled this time, you found new ways to fill this time with whatever. It's wonderful to connect. It's wonderful to have so many ways now to connect. And some of you have said you are Zoomed out. And the great thing is, we're always at power of choice to do whatever it is we are wanting to do. And who knows when this will be shifting? So right now, we've got that power and we've got the choice to really assess. Early on, I think maybe the second Sunday of this experience back in March, all those months ago, back in March, I read a beautiful poem about, I just remember the gist of the poem. And it was about, you don't have to take this time to do the most major thing in the world. And 8 weeks ago, we did not know we would still be here 8 weeks. So we continue to have this ongoing opportunity of assessing, of being exactly where we are, experiencing exactly what we are experiencing. And there's a wonderful little booklet. I couldn't begin to count how many of these Unity booklets I have. There's so many wonderful booklets that Unity Publications have printed over the years. And this one was standing out to me the other day. It was calling out to me, and it's called Keep the Faith. And it's a perfect time to keep the faith, isn't it? And this is from a book called Meet It with Faith by Martha Smock. She was one of those old-timer ladies of wisdom at Unity Village. I believe she was the director of Silent Unity, if I'm not mistaken. And she starts this little book. It begins with a snippet of a poem from The Rainy Day by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And it says, "Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds, the sun is still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life, some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary." And when most of us look back on the difficult times in our lives, we see that we not only came through them, but we grew and we prospered because of them. How often have we appreciated that after the rain, there's the rainbow? Yet our perspective might be different in the midst of any current challenge, because we might feel lost. We might feel alone. We might feel scared of the unknown. We're really unsure that all will be well at times. And that's when we struggle to find our faith. And we hear so many wonderful, I wouldn't call them platitudes, but they're really powerful statements of truth, that this too shall pass. It will pass. It is always darkest before the dawn. It will all work out. I can hear my friend David Alt saying, that's bumper sticker wisdom. But you know what? There's a reason people buy bumper stickers. And there's a reason cliches are cliches. Because there's power in them. And the one that's coming to me is this little booklet where we simply say, keep the faith. You know, we're talking about the faith that lasts from within. It comes from knowing that whatever is happening right now is one chapter in our book. It's not the whole story. And we are having the opportunity right now to write what comes next. Our faith can seem strong. Our faith can seem fragile. But whatever amount of faith we have, it's enough. Jesus said, if you only have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And haven't we all climbed mountains? And haven't we all gotten to the other side? We are collectively climbing a mountain right now in our own unique ways. Keep the Faith, this little booklet, is a guide about these powerful reminders of truth in our unity teachings of getting through the difficult times. And it's also a reminder that you have everything you need. You have everything you need to overcome any difficulty. God always sees us through the difficulty. And that's where we get to keep the faith. And there's a wonderful affirmation in here that really drew me to it, really resonated. I flow along with my good. I grow along with my good. I flow along with my good. I grow along with my good. She reminds us that most of our problems arise from trying too hard to work things out, or from trying to make persons or situations conform to the ideas of how we think things should be. There's that word, should. Flow quickly. Problems are dissolved once we are able to let go of them and trust God. I flow along with my good. I grow along with my good. And you grow along with your good when you remember you are a child of God. You are a child of your mother. And you are a child of God. It's our second unity principle. We are made in the image and likeness of God. God, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. There is no place, there is no time that God is not. Which means God is with us always. We are learning and growing in every moment of our life. And sometimes we're just going through our crap. You know, we just are. I know for myself, and I've shared it from week to week, I've had experiences all over the map. Yes, I've been having revelations of some things that I'm really ready to let go of, that I need to let go of, that are really not important. And the other things that really are, that I've been neglecting, that I haven't been giving enough time to. Sometimes it's painful, but always it's rewarding. I've had plenty of moments. I've really had plenty of moments. And I know you have too, during these last 8 weeks, that have given me plenty of opportunities to keep the faith. To keep the faith in spite of what I'm doing, not doing, what I know, what I forget. I've had plenty of crying jags, some I would call meltdowns, where I think I've taken on energy and it just needs to be released. Some of them have made, many of them, most of them have made no sense whatsoever. And then I've had some real moments of anger. I like to call it divine anger, because when it comes up, it needs to come up. I talked about this in last week's newsletter. Get it out. Don't hurt yourself or hurt someone else, but get it out. Get that divine anger out of your system. And so much of it for me has been anger and how this situation that we are in has been handled from leaders. And it gets my blood boiling. And I'm not talking politics, I'm talking humanity. And after I get the anger out, I remember, oh yeah, I signed on to hold the high watch. You all signed on to hold the high watch. It is that high watch that truly can prevail. It can go up, out, in, through, and make such a difference. But my really gross analogy that I've had for many years is we have to get the pus out of the pimple for it to heal. And so right now we hold that place of healing. I talk to God a lot. I often ask in a situation or when I'm not sure what to do, God, what is this here to show me? What is this here to teach me? I've had plenty of conversations where I have said, God, talk to me. Hey, God.
Hello.
I'm falling apart. Can you please put me back together?
I'd rather not.
Why?
Because you aren't a puzzle.
Well, what about all the pieces of my life that keep falling down all around me?
Let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back.
You don't understand. I am breaking down.
No, you don't understand. You are breaking through. What you're feeling are just growing pains. You're shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. You aren't falling apart. You're falling into place. Relax. Take some deep breaths and allow those things you don't need anymore to fall off you. Quit holding on to the pieces that don't fit you anymore. Let them fall off. Let them go.
Once I start doing that, what's going to be left of me?
Only the very best pieces of you.
You know I'm scared of changing.
I keep telling you, you aren't changing, you're becoming.
Becoming who?
Becoming who I created you to be. A person of light and love and charity and hope and courage and joy and mercy and grace and compassion. I need you for more than the shallow pieces you have decided to adorn yourself with and you cling to with such greed and fear. Let those things fall off of you. I love you. Don't change. Become. Become who I made you to be. I'm going to keep telling you this until you remember it.
There goes another piece.
Yep. Let it be.
So, I'm not broken?
Of course not. But you are breaking like the dawn. It's a new day. Become.
Thanks, God. Breaking like the dawn. I like that. I am becoming. You are becoming. So let's become. Let's meditate. Take a deep breath, deep, full breath, bringing you into this moment. And as you exhale, let go, envision that dawn breaking.
In this moment, there is only God. Breathing in, we align ourselves with this divine energy. As we exhale, we relax and let go of any outer concerns. This is a sacred time of communion with the indwelling presence of God. As I turn my attention inward, I focus on God. There is no power in my life or on this earth other than the presence of God. I trust this indwelling presence as it guides me through every circumstance of my life. In this moment and every moment, I am guided in ways that bless me and bring forth my highest good. I listen to the wisdom of God within. And as I listen, my faith is strengthened. As I hold to the realization that I am a spiritual being and my wholeness comes from God, I bless my mind and body and give thanks that divine life is flowing through every cell. I am renewed in the presence of healing life. As I survey my life journey, I find evidence of God's good being present at all times and in all situations. I am confident that my every need will be met at the right time and in the right way. I rejoice in the abundance I have now and the unlimited blessings that are mine, that are in store for me. I know that thoughts are energy. As I hold peaceful and loving thoughts, I envision this energy going forth to encircle the world and fill the hearts of all people with love for one another. I hold this vision of peace now in the silence. God has indeed given me everything I need. The power of God in me is greater than any difficulty. I tap into the guidance of God to navigate unexpected barriers. One with God, I can overcome any challenge. The love of God in me brings harmony into any chaotic situation. The strength of God in me provides me the will and energy to overcome any circumstance. My faith gives me patience, insight, discernment, and positive expectations. I use my imagination to envision the best outcomes. Through the power of God in me, I become. I achieve. I prevail. For I am an overcomer. Whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith.